Patrick, just going back to that last game, was it a little bit of a relief to get a big goal like that for your club after having, I think, just one in your prior 10?
It was a good goal for me, and obviously important goal for our team to get the winning goal, and that was huge 2 points for us, our team, and it's just getting harder and harder to get those points, so those were important points for us.
What have you liked about the homestand here so far these last couple of games?
I don't know, I think we've played a pretty solid 60 minutes or more, and our goalies have been awesome, and I think we've defended pretty well. We haven't given the opponent that much in our end, so, and we've scored good goals, so I think those are the things.
Are you seeing more defensive pressure? Are you seeing more guys shadowing you, getting on you, trying to take away your time and space?
I don't know, not much on 5-on-5, but maybe more in the power play. But that's obviously going to open up some more room to other players, and we have some good guys in our power play, so they can score from that space.
You said it's getting harder and harder to get the points, Patrick. Why?
Yeah, of course, when the season goes on, everybody's getting better, and it's harder to get points. So we need them now. It's hard when the season is ending then to get those extra points, so we have to get them now.
When you look at tonight, is there a certain excitement regarding Connor McDavid and Mark and you know, three of the top young players in the league all playing in this game this evening?
It's always nice to play against the Oilers. They have a good young team like we have, and they have McDavid and Puljujärvi and guys like that. So it's nice to see where they're going, and it's good. It's a good challenge for our team, and hope that we can win.
There'll be even more attention on this game because of you, the young guys in it. Do you enjoy those sorts of games where more eyes are on you guys?
I enjoy every game. But it's nice when people are watching, and hope that we can show everybody with our team that how good we are and how good we can be. And it's a nice game coming.
What's your relationship with Jesse? Are you guys friends? Do you communicate, you know, text or whatever?
We're friends, and we don't text anymore that much because we're busy, and we're doing what we're doing. But it's always nice to catch up with him, and it's nice to see where he's going.
How far back do the two of you go when it comes to how long you've known each other?
Maybe when we were 13 or 14, we were playing against each other in the juniors, and in national teams we've always been roommates, so we've spent a lot of time together, and he's a really good guy, and likes to laugh a lot.